I was driving that day. A lot of cars. Yeah, different kinds. A lot of different kinds of cars. She was standing, this girl, on the side of the street where there was this chicken stand. It wasn't a carnival, but it was a chicken stand, nevertheless. And I pulled a Mercury right up alongside, and I rolled down the window, see, by electric power. And she had this leather skirt on, and she had a lot of hair on her arms. I like it. I like it a lot. It means a big bush. I like a big bush.
Yeah.
So she says, are you dating? No. I said, sure. So she gets in, and we pull off into this remote location, that was comfortable for both she and I. And she says to me, how much do you want to spend? And I said, whatever it takes to see that bush of yours, because I know it's a big one. And she says to me, $25. Oh. It's not chicken feed, working man. So I produce the $25, and she sticks it down into her shoe, pulls up a skirt, and there before me lay this thin, crooked, uncircumcised penis. You can imagine how bad I want my $25 back, huh?
I don't know why you're so weirded out. This is not San Quentin. It's just a nut house. Most of these people don't even know where they are. They're not going to hurt you.
In a few minutes, we're going to be in a room with a killer. That doesn't bother you?
Hey, you're the one that wanted to major in journalism.
These are the papers from my newspaper deal.
Oh, yeah. From the college?
Yes, sir.
I'm Jerry Woolrich.
Nice to meet you. I'm Marcia DeWiggins, and this is Teresa Evans. She's here to take the pictures.
Are y'all sitting in?
Yeah, there was a young man named John Leggett Hunter who was in the filling station business, a good filling station business, but he was one of these young men we run across in life, I'm sure you run across him, who didn't deserve what he had, and one of the things he had was this beautiful young bride, Sarah. She was a Georgia peach. In fact, she was more like the picture I had in my mind than any woman I had ever seen. So I took it upon myself to take her away from John Leggett Hunter, who did not deserve her. Oh, I don't know if I told you, but he was a Frenchman who claimed to be an Englishman. Took a lot of strong nylon cord to get her away from him because she was a fighter as well as being a Georgia peach.
Well, I think there must have been a little mix-up. I talked to your sponsor, a teacher, whoever he is, and I told him that there couldn't be any pictures. It's supposed to be like a article or a story, something like that, isn't that right?
Well, yeah, it's for the school newspaper, but it has pictures. I mean, it's a regular paper, you know.
Well, Carl's real sensitive about having his picture made. He wouldn't even be on the bulletin board for the Easter collage.
No. Shovel just makes too goddamn much racket.
All I can do is talk to him, see what he says.
You gotta make something explode to truly understand it. I mean, you gotta examine all those little tiny particles while they're still on fire.
Carl, I've gotta take you down to the old classroom. Mr. Woolridge has some people for you to see down there. Come on, let's go.
You remember me telling you about those people from that newspaper? They want to ask you some questions about your release. They think it'll make a good story. Will you talk to them? Get interviewed? Now, they're women. I think it'd be good for you, too. You're going to be seeing all kinds of people when you get on the outside. This will help, I believe. Now, here's the thing. He'll only talk to you, but he doesn't want you to ask him anything, and you really shouldn't stare at him.
How am I going to conduct an interview if I can't ask him any questions?
It's the best it's going to get, I'm sorry.
Can I ask you a question? If he's so troubled, why are you letting him out? What if he does it again? It happens all the time.
He's free, his time's up. That's the rules. He's been treated and reevaluated and doesn't show any signs anymore.
Signs?
Homicidal signs. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to step outside.
Why?
Just please. I gotta change the light in here for Carl. I hope you can still see the right.
Doing in here. I reckon the reason I'm in here is because I've killed somebody. But I reckon what you're wanting to know is how come me to kill somebody, so I reckon I'll start at the front and tell you. I lived out back of my mother and father's place most of my life in a little old shed that my daddy'd built for me. They didn't too much want me up there in the house with the rest of them. So mostly I just sat around out there in the shed looking at the ground. I didn't have no floor out there, but I had me a hole dug out to lay down in, a quilt or two to put down there. My father was a hard-working man most of his life. Not that I can say the same for myself. I mostly just sat around out there in the shed, tinkered around with a lawnmower or two. Went to school off and on from time to time. But the children out there, they were very cruel to me and made quite a bit of sport of me, made fun of me quite a bit. So mostly, I just sat around out there in the shed. My daddy worked down there at the sawmill, down at the planer mill, for an old man named Dixon. But old man Dixon was a very cruel feller. Didn't treat his employees very well, didn't pay them too much of a wage, didn't pay my daddy too much of a wage. Just barely enough to get by on, I reckon. But I reckon he got by all right. They used to come out, one or the other of them. Usually my mother. Feed me pretty regular. So I know he made enough to where I could have mustard and biscuits 3-4 times a week. Well, old man Dixon, he had a boy. His name was Jesse Dixon. Jesse was really more cruel than his daddy was. He used to make quite a bit of sport of me when I was down there at the schoolhouse. Used to take advantage of the little girls there in the neighborhood and all. They used to say that my mother was a very pretty woman. They said that quite a bit from time to time when I'd be down there at the schoolhouse. Well, I reckon you want me to get on with it and tell you what happened, so I reckon I'll tell you. I was sitting out there in the shed one evening, not doing too much of nothing, just kind of staring at the wall and waiting on my mother to come out and give me my Bible lesson. You know, Mm-hmm. Well, I hear the commotion up there in the house, and so I run up on the screened in porch to see what is going on. I looked in the window there and I seen my mother laying on the floor there in clothes on. Mm-hmm. I seen Jesse Dixon laying on top of her. He was having his way with her. Well, I just seen red. I picked up a Kaiser blade that was sitting there by the screen door. Some folks called it a sling blade. I call it a Kaiser blade. It's kind of a long wood handle, kind of like an axe handle. With a long blade on it, shaped kind of like a banana. Sharp on one edge and dull on the other. It's what the highway boys used to cut down weeds and whatnot. Well, I went in there in the house. And I hit Jesse Dixon upside the head with it. Knocked him off my mother. I reckon that didn't quite satisfy me. So I hit him again with it in the neck with a sharp edge and just plumb near cut his head off. Killed him. My mother, she jumped up from there and started hollering, "What'd you kill Jesse for? What'd you kill Jesse for?" Come to find out, I don't reckon my mother minded what Jesse was doing to her. I reckon that made me madder than what Jesse'd made me. So I taken the Kaiser blade. Some folks called it a slang blade. I call it a Kaiser blade. And I hit my mother upside the head with it. Killed her. Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would. Anyhow, they seen fit to put me in here, and here I've been for a great long while. I've learned to read some. Took me 4 years to read the Bible. I reckon I understand a great deal of it. Wasn't what I expected in some places. I slept in a good bed for a great long while. Now they seem to have to put me out of here. They say they're setting me free today. Anyhow, I reckon that's all you need to know. If you want to hear about more details, I reckon I can tell them to you. I don't know whether or not that's enough for your newspaper or not.
Will you ever kill anybody again, Carl?
I don't reckon I got no reason to kill nobody.
Where will he go?
Anywhere he wants to. I think he's going back to Millsburg, where he's from. It's just about 20 miles from here.
Will he be supervised?
As much as anybody else is, I guess. Y'all have a real nice rest of the day now. I'll get to Melvin to walk y'all out. Melvin, could you walk these girls out, please?
Thank you.
Thank you.
I reckon I'm gonna have to get used to looking at party people.
Guess you will.
I reckon I'm gonna have to get used to them looking at me too.
Better go get your things.
I ain't got nothing but them books.
Better go get them.
All right then. All right, then.
Sir? Can I help you, sir?
I kind of want something other to eat.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you like?
You got any biscuits for sale in there?
Mm. Well, no, this here's a Frosty cream. We don't serve biscuits. We got a lot of other stuff, though.
What you got in there is good to eat.
Well, we got Big Chief Burgers, Bongo Burgers, Footlongs, Corny Dogs, Frosty Shakes, Creamy Bars. Did you want me to go through the whole list?
Reckon what you like to eat in there.
Well, the French fries are pretty good.
French fried potatoes?
Yep, French fries.
How much you want for them?
Well, they're 60 for the medium and 75 for large.
Hmm. I reckon I'll have me some of the bacon.
All right, then one large French fries.
Darn things are heavy. It's hard to carry, too.
What you got in there, Wash?
Yeah.
Ain't you got no mom and daddy to tend to it?
I got a mama. She's at work over at Hoochie's dollar store. Daddy's dead. He got hit by a train.
How far are you going with them sack full of Wash?
Half a mile, I think it is.
I can help you tote it, but I don't give out first.
Okay. But you don't have to.
All right, then.
My name's Frank Wheaton. What's your name?
Carl's my name.
What's your last name?
Childers.
What are all them books?
Well, different ones. One of them's the Bible, one of them's a book on Christmas, one of them's on how to be a carpenter.
Why you carrying them around with you?
Ain't got no place to set them down.
Don't you live somewhere?
Did live up there in the state hospital.
Why'd you live there?
I killed some folks quite a while back. They said I wasn't right in the head, so they put me there in a nervous hospital instead of putting me in jail.
They let you out?
Yeah.
How come?
They told me I was well. Had to turn me loose.
Well, are you well?
I reckon I feel all right.
This here's my house. You don't seem like you killed nobody. We can just set these bags on the porch.
All right, then.
You like to play football?
I never was no count at it. I never did get picked out for it.
Well, me and the Burnett twins and some boys play at the junior high school field all the time. If you want to play, you can come on over, because we ain't no good either. Well, I'll see you later.
All right, then.
you can't just go in there.
Carl, what in the world are you doing here?
I want to come back and stay in here.
You can't do that. You're a free man. They let you out so you can do as you please.
I reckon I don't care nothing about being a free man. I don't know how to go about it. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to have to learn. It'll take some time. Don't you have anybody down there to help you out?
No, sir.
Well, your daddy was living down there the last time I heard. I guess he wouldn't want to help you out any, would he? Sorry, I wasn't thinking. Don't you have anybody?
No, sir. Never did know too much of nobody down there. Not to be helping me out no way. Mm-hmm.
Look, Carl, the truth is, I don't know where they expect you to go. And I don't know what they expect you to do. If it was up to me, you could come back here and stay if you wanted to. I'm just trying to do my job. You follow me? Listen, Carl, I know an old boy who's got a fix-it shop deal in Millsburg. He used to go to church with me. You're good working on small engines and things. If I was to put my neck out for you with him, do you think you could work it if he'll hire you?
I'm pretty handy, I reckon, on lawnmowers and whatnot.
I know you are. I've seen it myself. Could you give it a try?
I reckon.
Now, I can't promise you that he'll hire you. I'll have to tell him about your history.
I never was no good with history.
No. I mean your past. Why you were in here. I'll take you down first thing in the morning. You don't have anywhere you could stay tonight at all?
No, sir.
Well, you can't stay here. It's against the rules. If something was to happen, well, then I'd be liable.
I reckon I can just walk around the morning time and set right above summers.
Carl, would you like a muffin?
No, thank you.
I understand Jerry's going to take you someplace else tomorrow.
I don't reckon I know nobody named Jerry.
He's talking about me, Carl. That's my first name.
He's carrying me to look for work down in Millsburg where I was born.
Would you like some coffee?
Coffee makes me a mite nervous when I drink it.
Daddy, can I be excused to go to bed?
Sure, honey. You sleep with your mama tonight. I'm going to sleep with your brother so Carl can have your room.
Why?
Because he's company. Go to sleep at all, Carl. You been sitting here like that all night?
Yes, sir.
Well, come on, we better hit the road.
All right, Dan.
Thank you.
Hey, Jerry. How's it going?
Good to see you, man. It's been a long time.
It's good to see you, too. How's everybody doing?
All pretty good. Kids are driving me crazy, and Phyllis going to put me in the poorhouse, but I can't complain other than that. It wouldn't do any good if I did. You know Scooter, Jerry?
Oh, I do. Good to meet you, Scooter.
How about you?
Well, this is him when I tell him about it on the phone. Now, like I said, if you get nervous about it, I'll understand. I'm not going to lie to you. He did get into that trouble, but then he was young.
Yeah, I remember that real well. He cut those folks to pieces, and his mama was one of them.
Yeah, and that old Dixon boy. Oh, hell, I always wanted to kill him myself. Asshole's what he was. You know, I remember that old boy, too. Kind of retarded or something back in school.
Well, seems like he's pretty well adjusted these days. I don't think he'd ever hurt anybody.
Yeah, it don't look much like he would. He'd say he fixed a small engine like nobody's business.
He's a regular whiz. That's all he's done since he was a kid.
You scared of him, Scooter?
No, I don't guess so. Can he talk?
Oh, yeah. Now, you say he can stay out back?
Yeah, it's fine with me. If he steals anything, I'm going to take it out of your pocket anyway.
Oh, he won't steal. He's a pretty good old boy, really. Keeps to himself.
Well, I got a room full of work for him to do. I can't get Scooter to do any of it.
Carl, come over here. I want you to meet your new boss. This is Bill Cox. He runs the place so that you can work here and stay out back.
It's good to know you, Carl.
Thank you.
I call it minimum wage, and there ain't nothing back there but an old army cot and a toilet.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Carl, I'm going to go out to the car and get your books.
All right, Ken.
Carl, they say you're a whiz on fixing lawnmowers and things.
Well, I've tinkered around on them a little bit. And...
yeah, we order up in the Frosty Cream at lunch, usually. Yeah, we can buy you lunch till you get on your feet a little.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Yeah, me too.
They make a good double meat burger.
All right, then. I'll see y'all later. Carl, you done a good day's work today. They had right about you. Scooter, he gonna knock you out of a job if you're not careful. All right, then. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
No, well, wait up. I'll leave with you and lock up.
Carl, there's a blanket up in under that cot and some soap in the bathroom for cleaning up with. Now, there's one more thing. The way we lock these doors, you can't get out at night. You didn't want to go anywhere, did you?
I don't reckon.
And if it works out, maybe we'll get you a key so you can get out of that if you need to. I'll see you later.
All right, then.
Scooter, did I tell you the one about the two old boys pissing off the bridge?
I don't remember.
Well, these two old boys hung the peckers off a bridge to piss. And one old boy from California and one from Arkansas. Old boy from California says, "Boy, this water's cold." The old boy from Arkansas said, "Yeah, and it's deep, too." Get it? That's a good one.
That is a good one. You know, I do believe you've told me that one before. I've heard that one a bunch. A long time ago.
Yeah, that's classic. No, Carl, I got to thinking about it last night, and it's just not Christian to me not to let you have a key. I mean, you've been in lockup so long, you don't need me keeping you locked up. You need to come and go as you please. Here. Take this key. It'll get you in and out here at night.
All right, Dan.
Them French fries good?
Yeah, they good, all right.
You got any money?
Well, they give me some when they turn me loose. I spent up some of it riding on the bus and eating French fried potatoes.
Well, I'm going to pay you today for this coming week so you have some walking around money. When you get off this evening, you need to go buy some toothpaste and some cleaning up supplies to have back there. Get you some magazines and some hard candy.
Something to keep you busy at night.
All right, then.
I'll let you off while it's still daylight.
Somebody on the porch. Was it your name, Carl?
Yes, sir, it is. Your name's Frank.
Yeah. What are you doing by here?
You said for me to come by.
You want to play ball with us?
I ain't no good at it. I just come by to see you.
Well, I was going to see my mama over at Hoochie's Dollar Store. She works 2 to 8.
All right, then.
You want to go with me? You can meet my mama.
All right, not worry. Your mama with company.
Oh, come on. You'll like her. She's real nice. And she'll give us anything you want her to. Candy or something.
Well, I was kind of needing to do some trading. Reckon they sell toothpaste and...
Yeah, they sell a little bit of everything. I won't tell her about you being in the state hospital for killer. Come on, let's go.
You're just going to have to learn to live without all that grease.
Jeez, out here in the South, I like grease and everything. I like fried chicken, fried okra.
Hey, Mama, how you going?
Hey, sweetheart, what's up to?
I bet I know. You want a whole bunch of candy in a pop, right?
Yeah.
That's going to rot your teeth. Don't you know that I got something even better? I just put potted meat on special, 4 cans for $1. Now, not moving very well, but I'll tell you what, I give a couple of cans for free to the right kid.
I don't like potted meat. Daddy used to say that it was made out of lips, peppers, and the
tongue. Don't talk that way. Who's that strange-looking man behind you? Did he follow you in here?
Can I help you, sir?
Oh, that's Carl. I met him at the laundromat. Carl, this is Mama. And Bon. Bon's the manager. He lets Mama off anytime she feels like it because they're best friends.
Nice to meet you, Carl.
Pleased to meet you.
Frank, why don't you come back here with me for a minute?
I don't think I've seen you here before.
No, sir, I don't reckon you have. I don't believe I've ever been in here before. I don't believe this store used to be here.
It's been here 17 years. You live here before or something?
I was born and raised here up till I was 12 years old.
What brings you back?
What's that you say?
Why are you here now?
They turned me loose from state hospital.
Is that right? How long are you going to be staying here?
Well, Mr. Woolridge, he got me hired on to work for Bill Cox's outfit.
You got family here?
Not to speak of.
Hey, Carl, guess what? Mama said you can stay over with us out in the garage. Our car won't fit in there anyway. It's real neat.
Frank told me about your situation. Frank loves company, you know, especially after his daddy passed and all. There ain't no sense in you staying in that old greasy shop. Manly retarded, poor thing.
Just got out of the state hospital.
Can we get some candy and pop?
Sure thing, go ahead.
Cool.
You think it's safe to let him around that guy?
Yeah, Frank's just crazy about him. He likes the way he talks. He helped him carry home the clean laundry.
Well, he's been in the state hospital for a long time. There must be something wrong with him.
Oh, he's retarded, Saul. You know he's always after a father figure, and Lord knows Doyle ain't a good one with his mean ass.
What about me?
I don't think he sees you as a guy-guy.
Oh, Carl's a guy-guy?
my secret place. Because I come out here when I feel like being by myself. I used to come here with Karen Croft. She's kind of like my girlfriend. Or used to be. We used to come out here and hold hands and talk and read books to each other with a flashlight. She didn't want to have nothing to do with me in front of people because I don't have any money. Well, Mama and me, I mean. See, her dad is a dentist, so they're rich. Was your folks well off?
No, we didn't have too much, just barely enough to scrape by on, I reckon.
They still around, your folks?
My mother's dead. My daddy, he's supposed to be around still, but he don't want to have nothing to do with me.
How do you know?
Well, he never did want to. I figure he probably ain't changed his mind much.
How'd your mama die?
You don't need to hear things like that. You just a boy. You need to think about good thoughts while you still a boy. There's plenty of time for all the other.
I've had a lot of bad thoughts since Daddy died. Sometimes I wish I was still real little and he was still here. Mama's real good, but I wish I had both of them. We went to Memphis in the car one time. It was raining so hard we couldn't see the road. But I wasn't scared, because as long as Daddy was driving, I thought nothing can happen to us. That's the way I feel about Mama now. Mama has a boyfriend now. His name is Doyle Hargraves. He works construction, so he makes a pretty good living. But he still don't help Mama out with any money, though. He ain't no good. He's mean to her. He don't like me at all. Mama says it's because he's jealous because I belong to my daddy instead of him. He spends the night over at the house sometimes, and he's got his own house. Somebody told me it's where he can have more girlfriends. I like it on the nights he ain't at our house. I ain't so nervous then.
How come her to still be girlfriends and all with him? He mean to her.
She says it's for the times when he's good to her. She's lonely since Daddy died. Sometimes she says she don't know why. He threatened to kill her if she ever left him. My daddy would kill him if he was still here and somebody was mean to Mama. Vaughn, he's real good to Mama. Vaughn that you met? But he's not able to do anything to Doyle. He's funny, you know. Not funny, ha-ha, funny, queer. He likes to go with men instead of women. That makes him not be able to fight too good. He sure is nice, though. He's from St. Louis. People who are queer get along better in a big town. I wish he liked to go with women. I'd rather him be Mama's boyfriend than Doyle. Carl, you know when I told you Daddy got hit by a train?
Yes, sir, I recollect that.
It ain't the truth. He shot himself with a shotgun on purpose.
How come him to do that, reckon?
Because he didn't have enough money to take care of us the way he wanted to. That's what the letter said. He got laid off of work and started working odd jobs. I thought he took care of us just fine. Carl, did you really kill somebody?
Yes, sir, I did.
Who'd you kill?
Two people.
Were they bad people?
I thought they was.
Well, maybe they needed.
Well, I grew it up and learned that you ain't supposed to kill nobody.
That's all right if you're looking out for yourself. It's self-defense. Was it self-defense? My daddy was good. I think too many good people die. That's what I think.
You sure you want to go stay with these folks? You're welcome to keep on staying here. It's working out real good.
That boy wants me to.
Well, all right then. I'll see you bright and early. Hey, come along with that garden tiller.
I fixed it. It's working pretty good now.
You done fixed it? Well, I'll be damned. Scooter told me it couldn't be fixed. Of course, Scooter about as shiftless as one poor son of a bitch can be. You done fixed it. Well, I'll just be damned. Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, then.
Well, I guess I'll give a shit.
And I mean, I ain't here that much anyway. If you want a retard living out in the garage, I guess that's your business. Of course, I do got some tools out there and a set of sockets I'd rather not have stole. I could take those home with me.
Well, he's real honest. He wouldn't steal nothing.
Now, Frankie, I wasn't talking to you, was I? Huh?
No, sir.
No, sir's right. I was talking to your mama. This is her decision, not yours. If I let it go on, it's because she asked me, not you. Hey, is this the kind of retard that drooled and rubbed shit in his hair and all that? Because I might have a hard time eating around that kind of thing now. Just like I am about antique furniture and midgets. You know that. I can't so much drink a damn glass of water around a midget or a piece of antique furniture.
Bill, you're awful. You shouldn't be that way.
I ain't saying it's right. I'm just telling you the damn truth now. You'll make me sick. I know it. What's he in the nut house for?
He's just mentally retarded, I guess.
Mm-mm. No. He had to go on nuts and did something now. Come on, now, there's a lot of retards running around locked up in the nut house. Think about it, Linda. You know what he done, Frank?
I ain't sure.
Yeah, well, you might ought to want to find out. He might have hacked his family to pieces with a hatchet or something.
Yeah, that's right, Frank. You better ask him. I mean, don't hurt his feelings or anything, but it'd be good to know. I'm sure it's nothing. He seems real sweet.
You're all hung up on people being sweet, aren't you? He's sweet. Everybody's sweet. Speaking of sweet, where's your girlfriend? I thought you said he's coming over here for something.
He'll be here in a little while. He's taking me to get an ice cream.
Ain't that sweet. What am I going to do about supper, huh? While you're out running around with that fag.
Well, you're not crippled. Get in there and make something.
Talking back and everything, aren't you? That kind of makes me horny, Linda.
Frank, why don't you go off and play in your room if Doyle's going to talk nasty?
I don't want to go play in my room.
You don't want to go play in his room, baby. Just live, sit here. It's all just be a family. Till your mentally retarded friend and your homosexual friend get here.
Carl?
Yes, sir?
So you're really going to stay here?
That boy, he wants me to.
Have you knocked on the door yet?
No, sir, I ain't.
How long have you been standing here?
Quite a spell, I reckon.
Listen, Carl, before you get very used to staying here, I think you and I need to talk about a few things. Can I take you to lunch?
I done it just a little bit ago. Mm-hmm.
No, I mean tomorrow or the next day.
I reckon I could use a little something other to eat at noontime. Bill Cox, he generally gets me a box of lunch. But I reckon he can lay off and done it tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then I'll come by Mr. Cox's and pick you up around noon. All right.
All right, then.
There's your girlfriend.
Hey, y'all, come on in. Come on, have a seat in here.
Hey, Vaughn. How are you, Carl?
Oh, tolerable, I reckon.
Carl, that's my boyfriend, Doyle. Frank, why don't you and Carl go on out in the garage and fix him up a place to play a game or something? Vaughn, you ready to go?
Sure, I guess.
Hey, honey, don't rush everybody off yet.
Maybe you and Carl want to go with us.
Oh, I don't want to. Me and Carl's got things we need to do.
Hey, Vaughn, you know what I heard? I heard you've been putting it on a while where Sellers works at the funeral home.
I know, Albert, we're friends.
No, I heard you's more than friends. Yeah, I heard Dick Rivers come in here and caught the two of you all bowed up and going at it right in the same room with poor old Miss Ogletree. Her dead as a doornail laid out on a gurney.
That's ridiculous. That is just a total lie.
Go, Vaughn. Frank will be back in a little while. I'll bring you back something. Your food's in the oven warming over.
See? You fixed him something, didn't you? Hey, Vaughn. How's just going on with you? Just joking around. You know, buddy.
Yeah, I know that. You're a real card on.
So, Carl, come over here and sit down and talk to me.
Come on, Carl, let's go to the lodge.
God damn it, I'm going to talk to him. You sit down, Carl. So what's in your bag?
This and that. Toothpaste and whatnot.
It's all in books.
Different ones. One of them's the Bible.
You believe in the Bible, do you, Carl?
Yes, sir, a good deal of it. I can't understand all of it.
Yeah, well, I can't understand none of it. This one begat that one, and that one begat this one, and begat and begat, and lo and behold, someone says some shit to someone or another. Just how retarded are you?
Stop it, Dole.
Frankie, you be quiet. We're talking. The adults are talking. So was you in lockup for cutting someone up with a hatchet or something?
I ain't never used no hatchet that I remember.
So you're just crazy in a retard kind of way then, huh? It wouldn't matter to me if you did do violence on somebody. I ain't scared of shit. You think I'm scared for you to stay here? You're just a humped over retard, it seems to me. I'm just kidding you. Welcome to our humble home, buddy. See, Frank here needs all the friends he can get. Frank's a weak little kid. His daddy taught him how to be a pussy.
Stop, Dole. Don't talk about my daddy.
Don't talk about my daddy. Go on, get out of here. Go on out the garage, leave me be. Go on.
Come on, Carl.
Frankie, don't say nothing about our little spat to your mama now. I don't want her worrying about your ass.
I like to kill that son of a bitch. I hate him.
You ought not talk that way. You're just a boy.
Well, I hate him.
He ought not talk that way to you neither. He ain't no count. He's mean to you and your mama. Your mama and that feller that's carrying me to get something other to eat's gonna be back directly.
Will you be here with us for a long time?
I reckon, if you want me to. I got some of that potted meat and soda crackers left over if you want some.
I don't see how you can eat all that stuff for them inside that's made out of
it. I reckon it tastes pretty good to me.
I like the way you talk.
I like the way you talk.
You think it's really got peckers in there, cut up?
Now, you know better than that. You ought not say that word.
Well, it smells kind of funny.
It's a little loud. Looky right there. I believe you're right. I believe I see one right in there. Mister, reckon you can hand me some of that mustard or worm. Thank you.
Okay, Carl, the reason that I brought you here is to talk to you about something that's on my mind. I'm just going to put it right out on the table. Where do I start? Linda and Frank are very important to me. They're like family. My own family was never like a family. They're horrible people. Matter of fact, for years, I prayed every night that my father would die. And finally, I realized through a lot of therapy that I was wasting my energy on hating him. So now I just don't care. But you see, you and I are a lot alike. strange as that may seem, I don't mean physically or even mentally, really, but, well, emotionally. Actually, the hand that we've been dealt in life, we're different. People see us as being different anyway. You've got your affliction or whatever, and I, well, mine's not as easy to see. I'm just going to say it. I'm gay. Does that surprise you? That I'm gay? You know what gay is, don't you?
I don't reckon.
Homosexual. I like men. Sexually.
Not funny, ha-ha, funny, queer.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a very offensive way to put it. You shouldn't say that, Carl. You were taught that, weren't you?
I've heard it said that a way, yes, sir.
Anyway, it's hard to live gay. That's the right way to say it. In a small town like this. I've wanted to leave many times, but... because I love Linda... Frank and a certain other person, they kept me from leaving. Look, anyway, I'm rambling. If you're going to live in a Wheatley garage, you need to know it's not going to be easy. Doyle is a monster. Not just a close-minded redneck, but a monster, a dangerous person. Now, I've told Linda that one day that man is going to hurt her and that boy. Maybe even kill him. I see it in his eyes. I'm very in tune. I'm maybe even psychic. But Doyle is going to make your life hell. There's one more thing. It's none of my business why you were in the state hospital. Everybody has something in their past. Maybe you tried suicide. Maybe you did something terrible. But what I see before me is a gentle, simple man. All I want you to promise me is that you are capable of being around Frank and Linda, you know. You would never hurt either one of them under any circumstances, would you?
I wouldn't ever hurt them.
That's what I thought. Look, I'm sorry if I've offended you in any way. You seem like a thinker. You know, you seem to always be deep in thought. Tell me something. What are you thinking right now?
I was thinking, Mom would take me some of these potatoes home with me.
Oh, how about before that?
Let me think. Before that, I was thinking I could use me another 6 or 8 cans of that potted meat if you got any extra.
Frankie, get some of the salad. Hold the plate up for me.
I'm just going rage. So, Happy and Carl won't eat in here with us?
I don't know. He said he'd eat after.
I would let it get to you. Put some of this dressing on it.
Well,
yes?
I just feel sorry for the poor thing.
Oh, who the hell could eat with him making all that goddamn racket in his throat? It's rampant.
Yeah, he does make some funny noises.
Well, I like the way he talks. Sounds like a race car motorhome. Makes me not be nervous.
Well, I'm glad of it, honey.
What do you got to be nervous about? You damn kid. You ain't got no bills to pay. You got no business to run. You don't even have to have a job. Got no old lady eating on your ass all the time.
Well, I don't know. I just stay nervous.
Grab some of that ham.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
You know what, by God?
What?
I know what I'd do tonight.
Oh, please, Doyle, don't.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to call up Morris to have him get the band together. We'll have a party. Party our asses off. I'd love showing that damn Carl. They'd get a kick out of him, you know they would.
Please, no, not tonight. I'm just not up for it. They always stay till morning. I'm just getting out, Doyle.
You don't got to do nothing, Linda. Just put some chips in a bowl and run ice out to us when we go blow.
Last time you got mad, run Morris and him off and told him to stay away from here.
That ain't none of your business, Frank. Besides, that's the way friends do one another. Fuck it, I'm calling up. Linda, go out there in the garage and get my guitar. It's out there with that lonely tune.
Now?
Yeah, now. I'm calling him up. Hey, Morris. What you doing, boy? Where's Randy now? Yeah, now, please. Frankie, go help your mom.
When are we going to eat?
Hang on. You eat when you come back. Go get my guitar.
Come on, sir.
No, I want to get together. We... Yeah. We're calling.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. You like it, Vaughn?
Sure, sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.
Yeah. How about you, Carl? Carl, do you like that?
I reckon.
I wish you'd all lay off for tonight. I can't hear myself think for that racket.
Hey!
Well, it's my time, you let...
Hey!
I'm calling the police!
I told you 3 times already. The law's on my side. I play cards with J.D. Shelnut, chief of police. So kiss my ass, you old bastard. Hey, Linda. You and Frank clean this mess up for us. Put the tarp over these instruments. Me and the boys got to go down the county line. We're out of liquor and beer. Hey, Carl, come on with us. Come on, come on.
Oh, no, I don't think so. It's late. I have to work tomorrow.
Don't be a pussy, Vaughn. We all got to work tomorrow. Come on.
You don't want to, Doyle. Don't go, Vaughn, if you don't want to. You'll wreck, Doyle. You're drunk.
I ain't gonna wreck, honey. Come on, now, I'll be good, I promise. I love you, sweetie. Come on, Carl, go with us. I'm just trying to make these two feel like they're part of it, baby. Come on, Vaughn, this will be fun. Hey, Carl, let's go. Come on.
You gotta lay out on that, Tim.
Great, man, I ain't did nothing wrong.
Hey, ain't anybody gonna come get me?
What exactly are you talking about? I don't understand.
Exactly the point, my young level-headed friend.
I don't get it.
Well, I rest my case.
Morris is real smart with philosophies and things. That's why him and me is the songwriting team of our group. See, I come up with the good tunes, or melodies as we call them, and Morris is the lyrics.
Not unlike Gary Brooker of the Procol Harum.
We don't ever play any songs that y'all wrote. I ain't heard one of them. Y'all just talk.
We don't even play any songs with words at all that I remember. We ain't got no fucking microphone. We ain't got no speaker set up.
We wrote one last night outside the mini mart. Morris called it Stuart Drives a Comfortable Car. And then, like in country songs, you know, in parentheses, it says, there's usually someone in the trunk. And I came up with a tune just to humming.
See, you don't want to question your genius, Vaughn. Morris here, he's a modern-day poet. Kind of like in the olden times.
Yeah, I got a new tune and some compositions entitled The Thrill. Goes something like this. I stand on the hill, not for a thrill, but for a breath of a fresh kill. And never mind the man who contemplates doing away with license plates. He stands alone anyhow, baking the cookies of discontent by the heat of the laundromat vent. Leaving his soul, then like in poetry, I go dot, 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 you know, kind of off center, then I drop down, and then I go leaving his soul, part in the waters of the medulla oblongata of mankind. A damn good song, wasn't it, Doyle? You like that song? All right.
I don't think that's right. I believe the dot, dot, dot come between medulla and oblongata. Well, it did.
The dots are where I say they are. Melody and tune. That's your trade, Terrence. You're a tunesmith.
I don't understand the meaning of the words.
If y'all don't shut up, I'm going to go out of my mind. Besides, Carl here is liable to bust his spring. He's already off balance.
That wasn't the way he made it up before, Morris. That's all I know.
Oh, we don't need no fancy words. I mean, we need to practice. We need to rehearse.
I'll tell you what we need. We need some paying gigs. We don't need this messing around first one patio and then another, and that's ridiculous.
Amen, Johnson.
We don't got no goddamn band! We don't need to fucking practice, Randy! We don't need a shit-ass manager, neither! You motherfuckers! Y'all just a bunch of losers! I'm the only one sane son of a bitch here! Just get the fuck out of my house now!
Not your house, Doyle. It's Linda's.
I'll whip the dog shit out of you, Vaughn.
I will fucking kill you if you talk to me again. Now, all of you, get the fuck out now before I get too mad to turn back.
Well, what about our instruments?
Come here, you little prick.
Come here, you fucking prick. Get out. All of y'all, now get the fuck out. Come on, you motherfuckers. Get the fuck out! Randy, you tuning son of a bitch! Don't fucking practice, Randy! Come on, Lord, you fucking genius! Get the fuck up and get the fuck out of here! God damn it! This ain't right, Joel. Hey, there's something wrong with you.
Get the fuck out!
Nobody wants to take this shit, man!
Docs look good on paper. You don't sing them anyway. You're just showing your shoe ear his color now.
Stay out of my goddamn face, you fucking buzzard. Hey! I said, get out of my house. That goes for cocksuckers and retards. Now get up off your asses and go. Come on.
This is not your house, Doyle. This is my house. And I'll say who stays and who goes. You got a house. Why don't you go get one of your girlfriends and go home to it?
You know better to talk to me like that when I'm hurting, Linda. Don't make me knock a piss out of you.
Don't you touch her.
That's funny, Vaughn. Linda, go to bed. And take a little snot nose here with you.
You're not staying here tonight. Go get sober before you come back. I'm tired of my child seeing this. Now you get your ass straight or I'll lock your ass out of my life for good.
If you even think about leaving me, Linda, I told you, I'm going to kill you deader than a doornail.
That might be better than this.
All right, I'm a witness. I heard you threaten her.
Hey, you get the fuck out now!
Leave!
Don't tell me what to do, Linda.
Leave!
Don't tell me what to do.
Lay!
Don't tell me what to do.
Lay!
Don't you tell me what to do, Linda. Don't do that, Linda. I'm calling the police. God damn you.
Stop.
Hey.
Go home.
Get away from me. Hey, God damn you.
Get away from me.
Okay. I'm gonna leave now. Fuck me. Fuck me. I'm gonna go home and sober up.
Darling.
Everything's bothering me. I'm hurting, Linda. I love you.
Well, I hate you.
I hate you, you little prick. No, I don't. No, I don't. I love you, Mama. I can't explain what goes on. You bunch of freaks. I hope you have fun. I'll call you tomorrow. I'm sorry, honey. I said I'm sorry, Linda. Okay. All right, you can kiss my ass. And if you ever hit me again, you little bastard, I swear to God I'll make you sorry your daddy ever squirted your ass out. You hear me?
You all hurt, Mama?
Yeah, I'm fine. Let's just try and forget about them.
We don't need to think about bad thoughts, do we, Mama?
No, honey, we don't. I'll make some coffee, start cleaning up this mess. Carl, you want some coffee, hon?
Coffee kind of makes me nervous when I drink it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, scared me.
I didn't aim to.
You want to sit down? You need something?
No, ma'am. There's these two fellers. You're standing on a bridge, you're going to the bathroom. One feller says that the water is cold. Other feller said the water is deep. I believe one feller comes from Arkansas. Get it?
I'll be dog.
Reckon you make me some biscuits.
Right now?
Whenever you take a notion to, I don't aim to put you out none.
It is nearly breakfast time anyway. I can't go to sleep. I have to be at work in 3 hours. You know how it is. When you only sleep an hour or two, you feel worse than if you hadn't slept at all.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Well, sit down, I'll make you some biscuits and gravy.
Mustard's good on them to me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, it's all right. You know, I was thinking, there's this girl that works with me. She's real heavy, but she's cute in the face. Well, you know, she's slow. She's a little bit, I think, she's not retarded, just... Well, it don't matter. Listen to me. I thought you might like to meet her. Vaughn wants to have a little supper over at his house, and we can invite her. Is that it?
I reckon I wouldn't mind having a little supper.
Vaughn's friend will be there, too. He works at the funeral home. Frank. You know, Frank really likes you a lot. He says you make him feel calm.
I like Frank. He's a good boy. Me and him make friends. It ain't right for me to keep from telling you how come me to be in a state hospital.
Oh, that's okay. It's not really my business. I have wondered, though. Why was it? Was it like a nervous breakdown?
I killed my mother and an old boy named Jesse Dixon. I thought they were doing wrong. What about your boy, Lade? They told me I'm well from it now.
Was that you? I remember that. I was only 3 or 4, but I always heard about it growing up. They say you're well?
Yes, ma'am. I like your garage. I never would hurt you or that boy. I'd lay my hand on the Bible and say the same thing.
I know you wouldn't, huh? Well, I'll make you some biscuits.
Bill?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I got a sick tiller here. What's got you down this way?
Oh, I just thought I'd check up on Carl, see how things are working out.
Yeah, it's pretty quiet, except for them rackets and breathing things. He ain't threatened me with a killing or nothing. Tell you, you couldn't have been more right about him fixing things. That son of a bitch, a regular Eli Whitney on a lawnmower. And loves French fries. Some bitch can eat 4 larges and won't so much as even belch. I'm proud to have him.
Him staying here working out?
Well, he's going to stand over with that Wheatley boy and his mama over at their garage. They got little boys adopted him down there like a mascot. He got a key here to come and go as he pleases. Yeah, he's working out real good.
Can I see him?
Sure. Scooter, take Jerry in there to talk to Carl.
All right. Hey, Carl.
Sure you're going to be okay staying with that woman and her boy?
Yes, sir.
Do they know about you?
My history.
Yeah.
I told them about it. They know I'm well. That Miss Wheatley made me some biscuits.
Yeah, I'll be.
That boy, he's my friend. He likes the way I talk, and I like the way he talks.
Well, I knew you were going to be all right. I just wanted to check on you. I'm going to tell Bill goodbye and head on back.
All right, then.
Carl, see if you can figure out what's wrong with this thing. It won't crank up and everything seems to be put together, right?
Bill, I'll see you.
Okay, stop back by. Don't worry about your boy now. He's doing good.
It ain't got no gas in it.
Now, you see there, Scooter? Thinks of the simplest things first.
Does everybody like the food?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, good. I haven't decided yet if I'm a good cook.
Carl, you know what? Melinda here was voted Employee of the Month at the Dollar Store last February. Isn't that something?
Yes, ma'am, I reckon.
Well, when you like pricing items as much as I do, it's just bound to happen sooner or later, I guess.
Carl? Maybe you and Melinda might like to take a walk tonight. It's such a nice evening.
All right, don't get pushy.
I'm sorry.
I kind of like walking from time to time.
I stay on my feet all the time at work. I just can't find shoes that's comfortable.
Hospital shoes might be the answer. Nurse's shoes. Or the kind old ladies wear who work in school cafeterias. Same difference.
I get real mean when my feet hurt. It's the only time I don't like checking out customers, when my feet hurt.
You and Carl aren't talking much. You boys must really like that food.
Well, I ain't got nothing to say anything about shoes.
Listen, everybody. This might sound corny, but I've had a few glasses of wine, and that tends to make me a little emotional, but I'm going to say it anyway. It came over me in a rush. I just want all of you to know that I care about each and every person at this table.
Thank you, Vaughn. It's really sweet of you. We care about you too, don't we, y'all?
Yeah, sure. And also, Melinda, please don't tell anyone at the store that Albert was here tonight. Okay.
Why?
Well, you know how this town is. People talk and they spread these cruel rumors. Unfortunately, there are certain parts of my life I have to keep private.
You mean about you and Albert being together and that way?
Yes.
I think everybody at the store already knows. They're always talking about it. Maureen Ledbetter told the most awful story about why you ain't allowed at the First Baptist Church no more.
Carl, why don't you and Melinda go take a walk? It's nice out.
All right, then.
You walk fast, don't you?
I reckon.
These are the worst shoes I own for walking. How far did you say you wanted to go?
I don't reckon I thought about it too much. I don't know, Carl. She just ain't catching fire. Check them points.
No, I didn't.
That's probably it.
Yes, ma'am.
Is Carl here?
Yes,
Ben. Hey, Carl. There's somebody out here to see you. Some gal holding a nice bouquet. Come on now, she wants to talk to you. Don't just sit there.
Lunch break. These are on sale because they're not fresh. $2.99 a bunch plus my 10% employee discount. Since I didn't bring nothing for you on our date last night, I thought you might like to have them.
Thank you.
Scooter, you and me go over to the Frosty Cream and pick up something for lunchtime.
No, well, I can go. You don't have to. You don't never go.
God damn it, Scooter. Come on, let's go. Pardon my language, man.
I just thought I'd bring you. I liked walking with you. I got a blister size of a quarter on one heel. Well, I'll see you sometime, I guess.
Blister sure can hurt.
Yeah.
Flowers is pretty. I've always thought that.
Mm-hmm. Me too. With you next to me. And you fix me a cup of tea.
Darling, you're so damn sweet. Don't forget the milk.
Darling, I love you. Hey, Carl, I can't
Ross.
Well, I seen that door cracked open a little bit, and I figured you was in there fooling around. Mm-hmm.
You off of work?
Yes, sir.
Well, where'd you get them flowers?
That gal that made employee of the month, not the dollar store. She gave them to me for a walk-in with her. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going over to the secret place. I borrowed one of your books. You ain't mad, are you?
Oh, sure, you can look at every one of my books you want to.
Thank you. His name's a Christmas Carol.
That's that on Christmas I'm telling you about.
Well, you want to go with me?
All right, then.
Yeah. Come on.
All right.
You know why I want you to play ball with me?
No.
Because it's fun. It don't matter if you ain't no good. It takes your mind off everything else. And when you're running real fast trying to score a touchdown, that's all you're thinking about. I ain't no count. But Daddy always said he was proud of me when I threw the ball around with it. Do you have any brothers and sisters going up to play with?
I had one there for a little bit. But, it didn't get old enough for me to play with it.
Mm. Why not? It died?
Yes, sir.
Why?
It got born a little too early. My mother and father, they made it come out too early some way or another.
So it died when it come out?
My daddy, he come out there to shed and got me and said, here, take this and throw it away, and handed me a towel with something other in it. I started for that barrel and I opened up the towel to see what was in there because there's a noise and something moving around in it. That towel was all bloody-like all around it there. And it is a little old baby, not no bigger than a squirrel.
It was a lie?
Yes, sir. Right then it was.
A boy or a girl?
It is a little old boy.
You threw it in the trash barrel?
Well, that didn't seem right to me. I went in there in the shed and got a shoebox and emptied out the screwdrivers, washers, nuts, and things out of it. I taken the little feller and put him in the box, buried him out there in the corner of the yard. That seemed more proper to me, I reckon.
It was still alive when you buried it?
I heard it crying a little through that box.
That don't seem right. It seems like you would have kept him and took care of him if he was your brother.
I wasn't but 6 or 8. I reckon I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to care for no baby. My mother and father didn't want him. They learned me to do what they told me to do. These days, I figure it's probably best we just give him right back to the good Lord right off the bat anyhow.
That makes me feel real sad. Couldn't you have done something, Carl? I would have. I wish I'd had him. He'd still be right here now, living.
It makes me sad, too. I wish there was something I could have did about it. I don't think nothing bad ought to happen to children. I think all the old bad things ought to be saved up for the folks that done grown up. That's the way I see it. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have told you about that. Boy, your age ought not to hear such things. It just kindly come out.
I didn't mean to say nothing bad about you. You're good. You don't mean no harm. Do you ever think about killing yourself on purpose like Daddy did?
I studied about it some. Bible says you ought not to. It says you do that, you go off to Hades. Some folks call it hell, I call it Hades. Mm-hmm.
Bible says the same thing about killing others, too.
Yes, sir, I reckon it does.
Spend more time over here and a little bit more of a... Well, hell, there's the boys. How you doing, boys? Glad y'all came back. I was wanting to talk to y'all, too. Come over here and sit down. Come on, sit down. I was just telling Linda we were thinking that things would be a lot better if I spent a lot more time over here. And that we could... Well, hell, I'll just start over. See, I took off work early today, and your mama was good enough to do the same so that we could talk. Really, what I come over here to do was apologize, which ain't easy for me, about how I acted the other night. Now, I admitted I was drunk. I got all worked up, and one thing led to another. I care about y'all, though. I do, really. Now, I don't mean to be so damned... Well, assholish, I guess would be the word. Carl, I don't believe I hit you, did I? So no apology necessary, I guess. But Frankie, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I hit your mama. It's just that I'm jealous of her. I don't like her life or how she lives it. I don't like homosexuals. And she goes out and buddies up with one, so how do I gotta deal with that? I don't like little wimpy-ass kids or mental retards, and she got one each living with her. I'm just kidding, really, about that. I mean, we all got to get along, I guess, no matter what our differences are. See, I work construction. I build things. Do you understand how important that is to the world, Frankie? I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him. Well, the upshot is I'm going to be spending a lot more time here. We're going to all get along like a family should. I might even surprise you, honey, and pop the question. Well, I'm going to get on back over to the job site, lock up some stuff over there. I just want to stop by and give you all some little piece of happiness today. Bye-bye, sweetie. Carl? Frankie? You be a good boy now. You hear me?
Well, at least he's trying, but who knows for how long.
He's lying, Mama. He'll never do better.
I know, honey. Just remember what I said. We'll bide our time. You just steer clear of him as much as you can. Doyle's had a real hard life. It's just about running crazy, I think.
We had hard lives too, Mama.
You're a hell of a boy, Frank. Someday you're going to get all the good things you deserve. Carl here is going to get some more biscuits tonight. What do you think about that?
I could sure use some.
Hey there, Carl. Come and load a generator for me. Carl, lift this thing down and carry it to the back for me. It's on the blink.
So you want us to help you lift that thing?
Oh, no. That car's strong enough to lift the bulldozer. He can fix anything, too. I tell you, he's mentally retarded, but he's a whiz with small engines. I tell you, Lord works in mysterious ways.
So anyway, what I was telling you was, he didn't just make the team.
Colton says he's going to start him at end on defense. He has a chip off the old block, ain't you, Steve?
Yeah, I guess so.
And how's the rest of the team looking this year?
Pretty good. We expect to do well.
You got any quarterback this year?
Pretty good. Jeff Bailey's boy, you know him. Got a good arm, a little slow.
Yeah, I watch him in junior high. He can throw the ball pretty well. He's taller than he was then. But you going to start a defensive end?
Up!
Good job, Carl. We got to tell you something. That was a good lad, old man. That was just like the wishbone.
Yes, sir. Well, I darn near made me a touchdown. And then I seen them boys bearing down on me. Figured I better give it off to you there. I seen you following me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We love to win if we keep this up. For somebody like you, you sure can run fast. Mm. Come on, let's kick off.
All right, then.
I know you could have scored that touchdown by yourself instead of throwing it over to me.
Them boys is trying to pull me down pretty hard.
You're strong, though. You just threw it over to me where I can score that touchdown, so I'd feel good. My daddy used to do that kind of thing. Mm. It don't matter to me about us losing, does it, you?
No, sir.
It was fun anyhow.
I wasn't thinking about nothing else, just like you told me I'd do. Mm.
Can we play every Saturday?
If I ain't too stove up, I ain't like you. I'm old and give out. Mm. I'm proud of ye.
Kick your head in. 25 years ago, you're dead, I guess. Where'd you go to? But old bullet, that's kind of sad. I was drunk when I did it. That too.
I'm your boy.
I ain't got no boy.
I'm your oldest boy. Name of Carl.
I ain't got no boy.
They turned me loose from the nervous hospital. Said I was well. Mm-hmm.
I got hard on to work for a Mr. Bill Cox, a fixing lawnmowers and whatnot. That grass out there in the yard, it's growed up quite a bit. I figured I might cut it for you.
I told you I ain't got no boy now. Why don't you get on out of here and let me be? You ain't no kin to me.
I learned to read some. I read the Bible quite a bit. I can't understand all of it, but I reckon I understand a good deal of it. Them stories you and Mama told me, they ain't in there. You ought not done that to your boy. I studied on killing you. I studied about it quite a bit. But I don't reckon there's no need for it. All you gonna do is sit there in that chair. You'll be dead soon enough. And the world will be shut of you. You ought not kill my little brother. You ought to have had a chance to grow it up. He would have had fun sometime.
Damn hell you doing, Carl? What the fuck you doing up in the middle of the night?
What's wrong, hon?
I want to be baptized.
Well, get baptized then. I don't give a shit. Call up a fucking preacher, goddammit. We can't baptize you.
We'll call Brother Epperson. We'll go see him tomorrow and get you baptized. It's Sunday. You going back to bed now.
What are you doing with that damn hammer?
I don't rightly know. I just kind of woke up holding it.
The fuck you think he's doing that hammer?
I don't know.
Yeah. Murray, would you sing 137, please?
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me.
Hi.
Hi. So how'd the baptizing go?
Went real good.
Yeah? Good. I'm kind of hungry. Ain't it about time to eat? You know what I crave for? Some of that chicken champ. Why don't you run down there and get some? I'll buy.
What, would y'all like that?
You sure sounds fine to me.
Here. Use me a chicken leg or two. Mm-hmm.
Get some of their coleslaw, too.
Okay. All right, y'all want to go with me?
No, I don't need to go with you. There's a ball game coming on. We'll just sit here and do man things.
I'll be back in a little bit then.
All right. Hey, get some extra gravy.
Okay.
Y'all sit your asses down here. Sit down. I just wanted to get your mom out of the house for a few minutes so we could talk. See, here's the deal, Frank. If I'm going to throw my life away doing what I want to come live with y'all, we're going to get some shit straight. See, your mommy and I don't have no problems except for you. Fact is, we never have a bad word between us. But since you do exist, and I'm going to be the head of the household, and you're going to learn to live by my rules. And the first rule is, you don't speak unless you're spoken to. You got me? And you stay the hell out of my way. And do what a regular kid does. You're a weird little shit, Frank, and I don't get you. So wake up and face what they call reality. See, we're going to be a family, Frank. My family. I'll be paying all the bills. So that means you're stuck with my ass. But I ain't your daddy. You just act like I am. And the other thing I say is, your buddy Carl here is going. We can't be no normal family with him living in a garage and coming in a damn bedroom at 4 a.m. carrying hammers and shit.
Carl can stay if he wants to. Mama said
that... What did I tell you about your mama?
Mister, don't you never lay another hand on that boy. You understand me?
Let go of my goddamn ham, you retard. Now get out there and get your shit and get out.
That's a wake-up call, Frankie.
You remember what I said about reality, Frank? Get out, retard.
I'm going off Summers.
Well, okay, I got you, son.
Now, Frank, he went off Summers, too. So when you go in there, he won't be indoors.
Where'd he go? What's going on?
He just wanted to go off and play, I reckon. You just go in there and eat your dinner with that doll. Don't worry yourself none. Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, then. Well, I'll see you later. Oh, if you see Frank, tell him to come on back home. I don't get to see him all day except Sundays. He can go play tomorrow.
Ma'am?
Yeah?
You a good mama to that boy. You care for him. You work hard to care for him. You light him up in his eyes. I've seen it. That boy wouldn't know what to do without you.
Well, thank you, hon. That's real good of you to say. I wouldn't know what to do without him either.
You've been real good to me, too. It ain't
everybody that make biscuits in the middle of the night. You and that boys give me a good feeling.
We sure like having you.
Thank you. I'm just now getting around to telling you. But I fixed that washing machine so that boy ain't got to tote that laundry no more.
Oh, thank you. Hey.
You've been real good to me.
Carl? Hey, Carl, how'd you know to come out here?
I knowed you'd be out here. What you doing digging with that stub?
Digging? I ain't never gonna be happy now. Not with that son of a bitch moving in for good. I wish me and your mama just run away. She said wherever we went, he'd find us. He's crazy. Sometimes I think it'd been better off if I wasn't even born.
Well, I'm glad of it you'd born. I don't reckon I'm gonna be out there in the garage no more.
You have to, Carl. You have to look out for me. You can't let that son of a bitch run you off.
You just a boy. You ought not use language like that.
I don't mean to say nothing bad about you. But why don't you stop Doyle when he's being that away? You're older than him. You're strong, too. My daddy wouldn't let him do that to me and Mama.
That feller the whole sight meaner than me. He'd just whoop the tar out of me.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm real tired, you know that. A boy my age shouldn't be tar of things.
I'm tired too. Just cause I ain't gonna be around no more, maybe. It don't mean I don't care for you. I care for you a good deal. I care for you more than anything else they is. You and me made friends right off the bat.
I care for you too. But you'll be around, don't say that.
It don't make no difference where I was to be. We'll always be friends. Can't nobody stop that. Aim for you to have these books.
You don't want to give away all your books.
I aim for you to have them. Maybe you can make a little more sense out of them than I can. I made you a little old bookmarker and put it in there in that book on Christmas.
Thanks. Know when you got a feeling and you don't know why.
Yes, sir.
I got a feeling today.
Reckon what kind of a feeling?
Like something different? I don't know. You're leaving, ain't you, Carl?
Do something for me if I asked you to.
You know I would. Whatever you want.
When you leave out of here tonight, I don't want you going nowhere and staying with that door. He's got it out for you tonight. I got me a feeling too. You ought not be aware when he's all liquored up and mean that away. Your mama neither. When you get up from here and leave, I want you to go over to that feller's house. Your mama's friend. I want you to give me your word on it.
Okay. I give my word on it. Is everything gonna be okay? Are you all right?
everything's gonna be all right, boy. I kinda wanna put my arm around you for a minute, and then I'm gonna get up and leave out of here.
You want to come in?
I ain't staying. I need to ask you for a favor.
Okay.
This evening, I want you to go get that Miss Wheatley and let her and that Frank that were here with you tonight.
What's wrong? Is everything all right?
Well, that Doyle, he's in a bad way again with that drinking and being mean to folks. I want you to give me your word you'll do it.
Well, sure, okay. He hasn't hurt them, has he?
No, sir, not yet. Here. I want you to give that to that Miss Wheatley. It ain't much, but they might be a little something there to help out. It's what I made of fixing lawnmowers and whatnot for Bill Cox.
Well, how about you, Carl? You want to stay here?
I don't reckon that you have to go with women to be a good daddy to a boy. You've been real square dealing with me. Bible says two men ought not lay together. But I'll bet you the good Lord wouldn't send nobody like you to Hades. That boy, Frank, he lives inside of his own heart. That's an awful big place to live in. You take care of that boy.
Carl?
everybody else? You seen him? Didn't I tell you to get moved out of here?
How does a fella go about getting hold of the police?
Use a fucking phone, I guess.
Which numbers do you put in?
Can't you see I'm trying to relax? I thought I told you to get out of here, leave me alone. What the hell are you doing that lawnmower blade?
I aim to kill you with it.
Call the police, you push 911. Just tell them to bring an ambulance. Laura Hurst, you're gonna kill me.
Yes, ma'am. I need the police sent over here at the Wheatley house. I've killed Noel Hargraves with a lawnmower blade. Yes, ma'am. I'm right sure of it. I hit him two good whacks with it. That second one just plumb near cut his head in two. It's a little old white house on the corner of Vine Street and some other street. There's a truck out front that says Doyle Hargraves Construction on it. So I'll be sitting here waiting on ye. And Doyle says, besides sending the police, you might want to send an ambulance or a hearse. Thank ye.
I washed her because she wasn't too clean, you know. but I got all the right spots. She was the first one I ever kept for any length of time because I get bored real easy. I got a real short attention span. You know? Yeah. Now, I can't say that she enjoyed her stay. But that washcloth that I put in her mouth, I held it in place with a real fat piece of duct tape, kept all her complaining down to her. I don't really like people, you know, talk all the time. I like to do all the talking. That's why I think I'm so fond of you, because you're just so easygoing, you know? Although I do sense a little tension any time to time. So you were out in the world, huh? Did you have fun? Did you make any acquaintances?
There was a boy. We made friends.
Yeah, I bet you did. I mean, I was never bent that way. I was bent the other way, you know? So, what was it like out there in the world?
It was too big.
It's not too big in here, is it? Huh? You know something? I feel real, real generous today. I feel like listening. I bet you got plenty to tell. Carl? Who'd you kill? Was it the boy?
Don't you say nothing about that boy. Back to business. Don't you say another word to me. I ain't listening to you no more.